Hey everyone. First of all, let me just say that I am insanely happy that my request has been filled over and over again, and every single audio is different and sexy, and I enjoy them all very much. I would like to thank Lookout 08, Hexagonix, and Mr. Tinkles for recording those super delicious audios. I am sure a lot of people enjoy them as well. In case any of you are wondering what the deal is about this whole boba tea, bubble tea thing, here's how it started. So there was this very, very long conversation between a smile and Mr. Tinkles on one of my threads. My thread. I'm kidding, I love you both. Anyway, I was just reading through their conversation when I saw Mr. Tinkles mention boba tea. Take note that this is one of the very rare occasions when he's legitimately talking about something without any sexual innuendos because he's not as innocent as he claims to be. At least not all the time. Anyway, I recalled something that happened when I was still in school. I had this lab partner, and after class, we would always go to the mall to buy milk tea. And there was this one time when we had to stay late to work on a group project, but of course, he wanted to go get some milk tea first. So we went to the mall, and it took us a while to get back to school because the traffic was terrible. And one of our classmates asked us, "Where the hell have you been?" And of course, my friend responded by saying, "Nagboba tea kami." And everyone had mixed reactions on their faces. Like, they were disgusted, but also amused. Apparently, for a moment, people thought that we were sneaking away after class every day to masturbate together. Jesus. Okay. Since then, we didn't go for milk tea after class anymore. We still do meet up from time to time, but we only go to coffee shops now. Okay, wait. So apparently I'm wrong. I just checked the thread again, and as it turns out, a smile was drinking boba tea while Mr. Tinkles was talking about balls. So I take that back, Mr. Tinkles. You weren't being innocent at all. Oh, God, stop. What was I supposed to say? Oh, also, in case you're wondering, about what's going on with me, nothing's changed, actually. I've been busy working and going on vacations and meeting up with friends and families, since people want to make the most of the remaining days of summer, and I haven't really been around here a lot. But I have so many plans that I intend to work on. I know I keep on saying that, but at least now I feel like I am somehow on track. I'm recently very obsessed with the idea of making Tagalog audios because I just realized that I'm very much into Filipino accents. I know it's weird since I get to hear it every day, so it's not exactly different or exotic, but yeah, I'm into it. So I thought that I would record some Tagalog scripts and maybe work on my own Tagalog stories that are legit and not like the katarantaduhang nakakagago JYs that I did before. I'm actually even planning to turn it into a series, and we shall see. In fact, the audio that I'm going to be posting on Thursday is a bilingual audio, and it's based on a script. It's sort of a script fill, but I tweak the story and the character a bit. So Watch out for that if you think you will be into that. And yeah, I guess that's all for me now. As always, thank you so much for all your kind feedback and for sharing your ideas and your scripts with me. I'm sorry if it takes me forever to work on them, but it's because my schedule is always fucked. But rest assured that I'll be sticking to my schedule and I'm trying my best to post audios every week. Thank you so much for listening to me ramble, and I hope that you will have an awesome day.